John Max has been a regular on my show for a very long time, but as of 15 years ago today, he went Hollywood on us. 15 years ago today is when Jay Leno took over as host of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. They'll be celebrating that with a special, I'm sure, tonight during Jay's show at 10:35 on Channel 5 here in St. Louis. And John, are you one of the few people who have been there the whole time?
Yeah, that and my personal assistant. Hold on one second, Paul. I said a cappuccino, you idiot.
You see? This never happened when you only worked on my show, did it?
And I feel bad because she's 70. Yes, it's been 15 years.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It really is. Although it's a tough day to, honestly, to celebrate because we were all ready, but yet the tragedy of Rosie leaving The View.
Yes, yes.
Plunged us into depression.
Yeah, well, we had a moment of silence earlier on the show here.
You know, I guess there was some incident where someone, either Rosie or someone on her staff, was defacing and drawing mustaches on Elizabeth Hasselbeck's, you know, poster and photos. And they actually thought that Elizabeth had done it to Rosie's photos, and they realized that is a mustache.
Oh, man. Wow.
So that's been my day. But it's very nice here. We're going to have a big show tonight.
Dennis Miller is going to be on. Anything else special planned?
We got a special bit with Ross the intern, where, you know, he was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Uh-huh.
And then Dwight Yoakam, I think, so on. So that's a pretty big show.
And how many of the people who have you've worked with have actually been there as long as you have?
I think probably there's 9 or 10 of us. There's a bunch of producers that have been there, but of the writers, it's a pretty intact staff. I mean, no one really leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you?
Well, you're going to have to in a couple of years when Conan comes in, aren't you?
Exactly. I mean, you know, but, you know, not that that's not weighing on me every minute of every day. But, you know, I'm taking meetings with the people of Wife Swap. Really, I think I could be helpful.
You know, actually, your job has changed there because when Jay first took over in front of that hideous purple curtain, you weren't writing as many jokes because the monologue was much shorter. It's got to be at least twice as long now. Some nights it goes 11 or 12 minutes, right?
Yeah, it really has. It's you know, it's something he feels good doing, and it's the, you know, people like it. And again, obviously, I think that that's the strength of our show.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a vested interest there. But, I mean, so strange. I mean, think about it. I mean, 15 years ago, Hillary Clinton was desperately trying to move into the White House, and, well, never mind. That analogy goes nowhere.
That's right. And by the way, this is not all John does, my show and Jay's show. And by the way, forever in my mind, it will be in that order. I know in your paycheck it's not in that order, but in my mind it is because you worked for me first, right?
Absolutely.
But John also works on tons of award shows and was just in Las Vegas recently for the Country Music Awards last week.
Paul, you can't believe how nice everyone is. You know how in most award shows there's a restraining order against me?
Yes.
I had to get one against them.
What do you mean?
They keep coming up. They're friendly. They're nice. All the stars. And I'm trying to figure out why. And then I realize they've never seen a Jew before.
So it's a little different than the Oscars and the Emmys, huh?
Exactly. Where they've never seen a Christian before. It was a great...
Yeah, I remember that moment at the Oscars this year. Look, a straight Christian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a great show, and everything went great. The only one little faux pas, I guess I was the only one that didn't know that Kenny Chesney was married to Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah, you didn't bring that up, did you?
Well, I guess I had dropped it into conversation.
This is the one thing that hasn't changed over 15 years. Your foot still fits firmly in your mouth.
Can I say, it's just a bigger mouth and a bigger foot.
Go ahead.
I'm doing the Alma Awards. They're the American Latino Media Awards.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you were supposed to be on here last week, and you called me at the last minute and said, I can't go on with you today. I got an emergency call from Eva Longoria.
It's one of the great moments of my life because I really did. She's been planning her wedding, and she was back in town, and we had to go over some stuff. So she called and said, "Hey, I can meet today. You know, I'm free. Can you come on over?" And so, you know, I had to weigh the decision between, you know, my lifelong commitment to a longtime friend and sucking up in show business. So I threw you overboard.
Actually, you told me you ranked it in order of attractiveness, and darn, I came in second there.
Yeah, but it was a very, very close second.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. So, when are the ALMA Awards?
We tape them next week, and then they're on June 5th.
Okay.
And so that's going
to
be a great
show. Are you allowed to do any immigration jokes on that show?
You know, I think so, except that, remember, I'm the illegal immigrant. And then, right, you know, and it's just that I do the Capital Four thing, and I'm doing a Martin Luther King Jr. Foundation. The only people that would hire me is the Chabad Foundation. The Chabad Telethon just says, "No, we don't like you.
You can't get in there."
I can't bring. I call my agent. He goes, "I don't know. They say you're too Jewish. I don't know."
Well, I know you got a couple of things to run off and go do to get ready for tonight's show, but are there any things in the news besides Rosie, the depressing Rosie O'Donnell news of today, that you want to jump on?
Well, there's just really two things, and they're both stupid. I'll call them the stupid stories. The first is that Paris Hilton is apparently, in an effort to get her sentence reduced anymore, good God knows she'll never make it to 23 days.
Right.
Has apparently taken up Buddhism.
Oh.
And she's going to a Buddhist center here. She's bought books on Buddhism. And the idea is to show she's gotten, you know, religion. And I'm not sure she gets it, because when they told her to assume the lotus position, she said, "Buy me a drink first."
There'll be a green screen version of that joke available on the internet in about 2 minutes.
Absolutely. And then this is just my favorite stupid story. It's one more story to go with, and it fits in with everyone who's going to be paying a ton of money on gas for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But scientists in Alaska are coming up a way where they say they can save – it's all about energy, actually, and saving energy. And they say that not only can you grill hot dogs with moose dung, but that eventually one day we will be driving cars on moose dung.
Moose dung.
Moose dung.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was a great idea, unless you have to siphon gas.
We'll leave it on that. Have a good show tonight. John Max, live from Burbank, working on the 15th anniversary show for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And yes, every Friday here on The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.